Sorry to interrupt.
Perfect. Thanks, Megan. All right. Now with the recording started, we will go ahead. I have that it is 2:01, and we'll begin the joint special meeting for the NS Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 and 3 through 5. It's Thursday, June 25th, 2026, and we do have a quorum, so we will. I guess for purposes of the recording, recognize that via Zoom we have myself, Betsy Fowler-Russin, and Megan Murphy from WBA. For the district, we have Boyd Brown, Johnny Christensen, and Clay Winder. I believe, Johnny, you're there at location.
I am on site.
Okay. We also have Lauren Warburton with CLA and Chase Hanusa from the Connection Group. And with that, we'll call the meeting to order. The first item or preliminary action items is to approve the agenda as you have it before you. Is there anything that anyone wants to add to the agenda?
Nope. And I approve or motion to approve the agenda.
All right. So
I'll
noted. Is there a
second.
second? Oh,
Yep, I'll
sorry about that.
second.
Okay, thanks, Clay. And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Great. We'll jump on to item B. We'll confirm conflict of interest disclosures. Are there any additional conflicts of interest? We have your conflicts on file. We do this each meeting. Anything anyone wants to disclose in this meeting today?
Nothing new.
No changes.
All right. So noted. Then we'll move on to item number three, public comment. I don't see any public participants on the Zoom meeting. Johnny, is there anyone there with you or at location?
There are no members of the public on site. Nope.
Okay, recognizing no members of the public, we will move on to item number four, 4A action items. The first is the approval of the minutes from the May 20th, 2026 joint special meeting. Those were part of your packet. We have them here. Let's see. There we go. I can scroll through those if you'd like.
Nope.
If not, otherwise, we'll entertain a motion to approve.
We have reviewed those and I motion to approve the minutes.
Is there
I
a
will
second?
second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. And back to the agenda. Next item is the adoption of the resolution of cost acceptance number 6 for District 1. Chase, would you like to step through that?
Sure. Hey, everyone. So included inside of the cost cert is two different groups of costs. One of them is for the offsite, or the remaining portion anyway of the offsite sewer and water and land drain project that Woodside actually ended up building, and then the developer here paid for their respective share of that. So this report includes about $281,000 in costs associated with that work. And then the second part of it is the water and the storm sewer for the on-site Plat B area for about 304,000. I should note on the off-site improvements, those have actually been accepted by the city. And then the on-site water and storm improvements, I'll say, are substantially complete. However, there have not been granted formal acceptance there yet. The city has I believe the city has done their walkthrough and has issued a punch list for it that has only minor corrective items left. However, I haven't actually collected that documentation. Jake was working on putting it together and was going to send it over for me. So aside from that, that is, I'd say, the long and the short of what's in the report. Does anyone have any questions on this?
So
I
what we can
do
do
not.
is we can go ahead and approve this pending final approval or final legal adjustment if there aren't any
Okay.
questions while we wait on that final I was going to call it a design engineer certification, but what should we refer to that as, Jace? Just the punch list?
Yeah, at this point, I'm not sure it makes sense to require getting a formal design cert given the city's already inspected the improvements out there. So in my mind, using the punch list items, as long as we review and confirm that none of those are substantial or that would impact the improvements being fit for their intended purpose, that works in place of the design cert or could be considered the design cert.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just get that on the record then. Are there any questions about that, kind of confirming that what Chase just talked about?
No, that's all. It's pretty minor, the list, and probably we'll have final check off by the city within a week. So,
Okay.
then I'll go ahead and motion to approve this, just pending the discussion we just had with Chase, those final revisions that should be here very soon.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Then we'll go ahead that is so noted. The last item is just the update on the boundary change matters. I'm actually headed up to the Lieutenant Governor's office to get the actual certification in hand and then have an appointment to drop those to the recorder in Provo tomorrow. So those will be the original documents, but the boundary changes are effective and legal as of, gosh, what was the day? Monday or Tuesday. So now we'll just get them recorded, but that's a ministerial act.
Okay.
And if anything's needed by the recorder, they'll reach out to the surveyor. But Ryan was fantastic. Those his maps were great.
Great. Well, thank you for working on that. And that's not a voting item, correct?
No, that's not.
Okay.
So
That's an exciting milestone.
we do have one other item, Betsy, that just came
Yeah.
in this afternoon via email. Aaron Wade, on behalf of the town, has amended your governing document. So at your next board meeting, we'll be asking you to accept that amendment. It just changes the way the board of trustees are appointed to appease both the city and the state auditor. So no material change to any of your financing conditions or any powers that you have. But we just got it maybe 2 hours before this meeting, so too late to add to the agenda to bring it to you today. So it'll be on your next agenda.
Yeah, thanks, Megan.
Great.
I meant to bring that up.
Great.
So basically, the in order for it to become effective, we'll approve that at our next meeting. And we're seeing that very similar amendments happening with PIDs throughout the state, just at the recommendation to appease the state auditor, as Megan mentioned. So with that, I think we can move on to item six, and I'll entertain a motion.
I'll motion to adjourn.
There a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. If you
Megan,
have, oh, go ahead.
Betsy's pretty fast, Megan. She's gonna give you a run for her money.
I know I'm trying to teach her up, and she's doing great. 10 minutes is perfect.
You guys
All
are
right.
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Have a good
Thanks,
one.
team.
Bye.
Bye.